We have a special guest with us tonight. We'll be talking about two different events that are going on this summer. So I'm here with William Loray, who is the drummer of the band Rude Mood. And he's also starting a rock and roll summer camp here in the area. So that's pretty exciting. So hello.
Hello.
How's
thanks
it going?
Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's going very well. How are you guys?
We are good.
Yeah, we're having a good time tonight.
Pretty
awesome.
Music festival type of night. It's one of those nights.
I know.
It's pretty
big
exciting.
Party in here. That's for sure. With 50 proof.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess first we'll start talking about the performance that's coming up and a little bit about the band. So you're going to be performing at the Lornau Old Jail.
That's correct.
From what I've heard. So can you tell us a little bit about what that performance is going to be like? And, you know, you mentioned that this is your third year performing at the jail, right?
Yep, this is our third year performing at the jail. And we're stoked. We're really excited. It's always... We've always had a good crowd, and the sound has always been awesome. Good response to everything, and it was Dale Garvin, who is an artist in Lornau area. I'm not sure if he's affiliated. And Jean, you know Dale as well, right?
Yes, actually, he's had his artwork in the reception area here on several occasions.
Yeah,
he's part of the, I think it's called the Ottawa Artist Association or something like that.
Okay,
and they show their works here on the May Festival, for example.
Okay.
Dale is a part of that. Yeah, Dale Garvin.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So he's involved in organizing the jail, the events. They have magic shows. They have bands that come. And it was 3 years ago that he asked us to play. And we'll do it. And done it ever since.
And they have quite a great sound. It's, bluesy, a lot of rock edge to it. It's very quite eclectic and really, really great. And you guys do mainly covers, but...
We do,
Also have a few originals. So do you want to talk a little bit about those and how that sort of came to be?
Sure. So Jesse and Mary Pierre, Jesse's the lead guitar player and Mary Pierre is the bass player. They got together and they wrote these two great songs, one called Angel Eyes, which is kind of this traditional blues shuffle. And the other one is Who I Am, which is more, up-tempo rock. Mm-hmm. And so... Last summer, we played this contest called Nuit Blues, and that was in Saint-Sauveur. And first prize was we get 18 hours of studio time at this place called Mechanic Land Studios in, North Montreal. So we won first prize, and we got to go in the studio and recorded an album. So we did six songs, a couple covers, and two originals. So we released that in February at Top Shots, and it was a great show. So, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't we cut to one of those jams from that record? So what are we going to play here, Jean?
I got cut number one lined up. Who I Am? Is that...
Sounds good. Yeah, okay. The title track.
Okay, let's go for that one here.
Like a brand new man, I feel like writing. I hope you understand. Back in the days, I was pushed around. You see me walking like I own this town. I don't want to fuck down. Up against the wall, I ain't got nothing, but it's just who I am. I ain't got nothing, but it's just who I am. I'm feeding on, I'm turning on. Thank you.
closing in on that song. That was Who I Am by Rude Mood. And we have the drummer here today with us, as Hello. I mentioned before, William Loray. So we were just talking about the performance that's going to be happening at the Lornau Old Jail this weekend. That's July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the performance begins at 8 p.m.
That's correct.
So we can expect a lot of bluesy rock tunes,
oh, yeah.
a lot of edge, a little bit of grunge maybe, and just some authentic sound from, you know,
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
Right?
And it's going to be an event.
It's going to be an event. Yeah, totally.
Tell us about your bandmates, Will. We were just talking off, like during that song, we were talking off mic about who the people are. Because I've seen you play at the Windsor Tavern, and I really like your band. So just introduce maybe the other members and give us a little thumbnail bio of each one.
You got it. Okay, starting with lead guitar player Jesse Loughran.
Yes.
Born and raised in, actually, I don't know where he was born, but he's living in St. Philippe, and him and Mary Pierre are actually dating. So Jesse has been playing guitar for years. He had a family band with his dad and his brother.
Okay.
So he started, you know, playing in bars when he was, you know, 13, 14, 15.
So he comes by his musicality, quite honestly.
He does.
In his blood. He's got no choice, actually.
Yeah. So he studied guitar with this guitar teacher in Hawkesbury. I'm not sure of his name, but while he was taking guitar lessons, he just, you know, kind of locked himself in his room and for 2 years just played the guitar. And
put in his 10,000 hours.
Pretty much, right? So he's technically a pro, I guess, yeah. right? Is that what it
you
is,
You become
right?
an expert, I guess, after 10,000 hours, that's right.
There you go. So that's Jesse's story, influenced by, you know, people like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and all these rock gods, basically.
Yeah.
You can definitely see the influence when you see him live at the jail on... And, well, sorry, Saturday. I forgot
the
date.
Yeah.
And the post is right there.
And tickets, I believe, are $10, if I'm not mistaken. I could be making that up.
Yep, they are $10.
And they are actually sold at the Review right now. So you can come by and pick yours up right here at our office. So that's 76 Main Street. East.
Yeah, and we don't allow any bots to buy them. You have to be a real human being to buy these tickets. If you're a robot, we will actually shoot you on site.
I'd love to see that.
We're not going to have a tragically hip event happen here in Bagley Hill.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, is that terrible?
It is terrible.
No, those bots, they sucked up all the tickets within the first, 10 minutes or something. It was incredible.
Can they salvage any? Can they get any more tickets, do you know?
Well, you know what? CBC has stepped in. They're going to broadcast the last concert live of the Tragically Hip, the one in Kingston, I think. So everybody's sort of been appeased, but many, many fans wanted to be at those concerts.
Oh, yeah, it's our last tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so that was kind of, kind of sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're on a tangent here.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so let's go. Bass player, Mary Pierre Titley. She's from St. Philippe near Lachute area.
Yes, yeah.
So she has been playing bass maybe 4 years, not that long, but she picked it up very fast, and she studied with this teacher in Lachute, who is this great bass player. I think his name is Pat. Her and Jesse started playing together maybe about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And as well with the singer, Leon.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they started this acoustic trio called Electroacoustic, and they would basically play pretty much all the bars in Lachute. You know, you have a wide stretch of bars there.
Yes, so
they
would
do,
strip.
There you go. They would do all the patios and the terraces in Lachute. And like I said, their band was called Electroacoustic. And then... I'm kind of doing a biography instead of
the
band.
This is good. We want to hear about the individuals, you know. So his name is Leandre. He's the lead singer.
Yeah, that's lead singer.
And does he play an instrument as well?
He plays guitar.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So he grew up singing in choir. I guess that's where he got his voice from.
Like all the big black singers, Mahalia Jackson, and they all grew up.
And it definitely shows.
It does, for sure. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so he's in Lachute.
So somebody could ask you guys to do a gospel tune, and you could probably belt one out if you had to.
I'd love to. Jesse and I both love gospel.
Cool,
we all love gospel, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right. Did we go up through everybody? We didn't go through you, though. You didn't
mention
anything
about
yourself.
Oh, yeah, you don't know about me. What do you want to know about me? Jeez, okay.
How long have you been beating the skins?
That's a good question. So, from what I remember, I was 9 years old, and the first song I learned on drums was All Star by Smash Mouth. Yeah, my parents bought me this little electronic kit for Christmas. It was this little pad, right? So it's not like the electronic kits you have today that actually look like drum kits.
Yeah, they look like the real thing.
Yeah. So I literally sat in my room, put on my favorite tunes, and I figured it out. And it just came naturally to me.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
So that's the story. Yeah. And ever since then, I've been playing. And after high school, I moved to Montreal for college, at Vanier College.
Oh, yeah.
And I got into this pretty heavy punk band, right? They're touring a lot and all that stuff. So
is this fast punk?
It is fast punk, like skateboard punk, stuff, right? The stuff I grew up on, the stuff I love. So like, okay, well, I'm going to school for this. So I kind of put school aside for a bit, and we went on tour and released a couple albums and vinyls and all that stuff, and had a good time. Cool. Played a bunch of festivals. Cool. So after that, Jesse got a hold of me, because Jesse and I have known each other for years and years. And he asked me if I wanted to join a blues band. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to play covers. I never really liked that, right? But then I thought about it. Playing punk music, it was cool. It was kind of boring, though, because, you know, you'd always play fast, right? You play the same beats pretty much for every song.
Yes.
So I thought to myself, you know, I could play, and I can play to my caliber. And with this blues band, that I could definitely do that.
For sure. There's a lot of opportunities for subtlety and expression.
Absolutely.
I think, I've seen you in action there, and that's you certainly shine in that environment. Yeah. And I want to say, I mean, you're going to be, not going to be hitting the high points of your bio, but I think it's worth a mention that you actually spend a fair amount of time at PCPS, at one of the local elementary schools.
I do, yeah.
Doing some interesting drumming things with the kids there. Tell us about that.
So, okay, Ian Hepburn and I. Ian is a local harp player. Everybody that's listening knows Ian, right? He's been around. So Ian and I got together. Ian was my theory teacher just when I was out of high school. And we just had this, you know, friendship and connection, right? And he asked me one day, you know, would you be interested in starting this project with me? Myself playing the drums and him playing his harp and his vibroacoustic harp therapy.
A very unusual combination,
right.
Actually.
I know, it is.
It is,
yeah.
But it works.
Weddings and
I've
events.
Actually recorded you guys.
You have.
And it's quite special.
This is news to me.
Yeah, percussion and harp, I imagine. Yeah.
It fits. It really does.
It does.
So we started at Pleasant Corners Public School, and basically we're working with kids who have, you know, social issues, mm-hmm. autism mm-hmm. and Asperger's and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And
which translates into sort of attention deficit, basically, right? They're really hard to get settled down and to concentrate and mm-hmm. focus on things. And this is where you guys sort of step in and shine, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's quite amazing.
So Ian has his vibroacoustic harp therapy, which is his table that has the speakers built in underneath, you know all about it, right?
Yeah.
And so if you lie on this thing, and it's plugged into the harp, right? So if you lie on this thing, every note that he plays, you feel it in different parts of your body.
It resonates in your body. It's quite amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, I've been his guinea pig.
You're a lucky man.
On his water table and the other one.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. It's relaxing, and the students enjoy it. So he also does mindfulness as well. Mm-hmm. He would explain that a lot better than mm-hmm. I could. Mm-hmm. But what I have done and am currently doing at PCPS is drum circles. So I work with, you know, full classes to smaller groups mm-hmm. with a focused child. We basically work on, you know, social activities and all mm-hmm. that stuff, getting them involved in the class.
Yeah, it's almost like a music therapy in a sense, right? It,
yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to call that.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah.
But it is very much that.
Right.
And I think it's cutting edge. I mean, there was an article in one of the principal magazines, I think the principal from Grenville.
CAP.
Yeah, submitted it to a national magazine that principals subscribe to, and talking about the program. And it got quite an amazing response. We actually covered that in the paper, I think, about a month ago. We had a little review of it in the paper. But I think this is cutting edge stuff. And I, for one, I mean, rather than what are they giving kids, lithium or something to try to control them? This mm-hmm. like this is way, you know, like way more progressive and enlightened
right,
and intelligent.
There's other strategies.
Absolutely.
I think people these days, they just want the quick fix.
Yeah, the technical fix, or just give me a pill to control this kind of thing. And like a mindfulness and just getting, you know, like kids attuned to their bodies and their rhythms and listening and empowering them, I guess, to be sort of self-directing. You know, that's what it comes down to, right? And people don't realize that the gateway to that is actually getting in touch with your senses and your body. It's kind of counterintuitive, I think. For me, it is anyway, but it's something that I've sort of learned in yoga, you know? Like, if you can sort of tune into where your body is at, it's sort of the gateway to consciousness and being an awareness, you know, and mindfulness.
And much better than just popping a pill.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are doing some really, really important work there, and I hope that it continues and that it gets good support, broader support from the educational community and the community at large.
Thanks.
Anyway, quite a sort of sidestep to what we're talking
totally
about here,
fine, but no worries.
It sort of gives us a background and an appreciation for where your music comes from and what you do with it. I think it's really cool. Why don't we go to another tune?
Yeah, let's go to a cut of music. Can we play Foxy Lady?
I think we can. Let me give this
let's
a shot
that.
Here. And
this one goes out to Christina, her favorite, I think.
She is our resident Foxy Lady, so we'll play this for her. Let me see if this is going to work.
Uh-oh.
Come, baby. Oh, coming to get ya!
So that was Foxy Lady, a rendition by the band Rude Mood, who will be performing at the Lornau Old Jail in Lornau, of course. And that is on July 2nd at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, and they are also available at the Review for $10. And of course, we are here with William Loring. He's been chatting with us about the upcoming performance in the band and music therapy, among other things. But let's get into some other news. That's happening music-wise, I guess.
Yeah.
So you're going to be starting a rock summer camp, I've heard. So can you tell us a little bit about how that's going to be working this summer?
Sure. Okay. So a little bit about it first. Last year, so I've been teaching drums privately in the studio in Van Cleek Hill for maybe about 4 years. So last year I had this drum student, and with him, what we'd be doing is basically learning by ear. I noticed he didn't really have an interest in picking up a book and reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who really does? I didn't learn that way. So I was like, okay, we're going to pick some of his favorite songs, blast it through the speakers. This is exactly how I learned too. I love it. And just play along to the tracks, right? And so one day I asked him, like, you know, it'd be really cool if you can get a guitar player, you know, kind of take this to the next level, start a little band or something like that. He's like, okay, I have this friend who plays guitar. He's really cool. And then I thought, maybe we should bring them together. Maybe we should work on some stuff and get them, you know, just form this mini band going. This is the Rock Camp on a smaller scale, which happened last year. And they practiced for about maybe four to 6 weeks, which led up to Porch Fest last year. And they performed on one of the porches. They did a great job. They did 5 or 6 songs.
Amazing. And how old were these kids?
So one of them was 14. The other one was 13 at the time.
Cool. And that sort of ties into what you're doing now, because you'd mentioned you were just at VCI a few days ago.
Yeah. Promoting
the kids
this
about
thing.
Yeah, about the camp that you're trying to run. And I believe the ages you mentioned were 14 to 17,
roughly. Yeah, 14 to 17. So around high school age,
So basically, you're going to be getting people together to form sort of mini bands, right? So tell us a little bit about how that process is going to work and how people can sign up.
Okay, so at the school, I managed to get one full band already, so I hope this really works out. But with the promotion of you guys, and I'm going to try in Hawkesbury too, to see if we can, you know, expand it, not just in Van Cleek. Because, I'm looking to get 4 bands going, and just to give the kids an opportunity to play. When I was, you know, 14, 15, I was really into music, and I really wanted to play. I really wanted to perform and share my craft with everybody, right? I'm sure a lot of kids feel that way, and they don't really have the opportunity. So what I want to do is I want to give them the opportunity to express themselves musically and form a band and play some of their favorite songs that they love to jam out to and just, you know, play in front of people. So it actually lines up perfectly to the Van Cleek Hill Fair, and I'm trying to get a spot at the fair so they can just, you know, play their tunes and have a mini concert. But yeah, they would be practicing for 6 weeks and once every week for an hour.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what is the cost of the camp?
So it's going to be $40 for one practice session.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then over 6 weeks,
exactly,
it'll be 40 a week, essentially. Okay. And the band, so do the artists necessarily have to have, you know, a lot of experience performing, or in terms of musical training and that sort of a thing?
I would say they would have to be able to get by on the instrument, right? This practice time in this camp is about improving their skill and their craft, their instrument, if you will, right? And also the communication aspect of it, because from what I've learned, that's extremely important. Myself, with Jesse and other bands, I've just noticed that it's definitely important. You need to have that communication with your fellow musicians. You need to be looking up all the time. You need to kind of understand with that. And it's hard to explain. You really have to experience right?
Yeah.
Right? You do.
It definitely is a music thing, of course, and communication is important, not only with band members, but with the audience as well, right? So, you know, and this is sort of a way for young kids who are maybe curious about performing to sort of become more confident in their skills and sort of take the stage and sort of let their inhibitions go. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. And so what kind of instruments are you including in this? Are there any restrictions at all, or?
No, I don't think there would be.
Someone wants to play the xylophone, is that cool?
In a rock setting, that's interesting. Maybe ELO or something like that.
Maybe.
What do you think, John? I don't know. I mean, right now for the sign-up sheets, I have, you know, 2 guitars, drums, bass, and vocals. Keyboard, there's been some interesting keyboard as well. Xylophone, I'm not sure if anybody has a xylophone at home, if a lot of people have those, because those are huge.
Maybe.
But for, you know, bagpipes, like, yeah, sure. Celtic band or whatever. Yeah, so mainly the essential instruments in a rock band.
Right. And so you're going to be sort of mentoring them and guiding them to learn certain covers? And is it going to be sort of the band's choice as to...
Yes, it will be the band's choice. They'll be able to pick some of their favorite songs, and
everybody
will kind of have a say, rather than just one person saying, you know, we're all going to do this, right? Everybody has an equal voice. which is very important.
And of course, I imagine different, you know, kids will have different interests in terms of genres,
absolutely,
right? So there'll be kind of a mix going on, I'm sure, with some of the bands, which would be quite interesting to see.
It could run from, you know, country to rock to pop, hip-hop even. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So that's really exciting. I don't know if you have any other details that you'd like to point out about the camp, and where can people sign up? I know we have some sheets here at the review for people who can pop in if they're interested in seeing, you know, what this is about, and they can obviously contact you. Do you want to shoot your email maybe?
Sure. So my email is william.laurin, L-A-U-R-I-N, 22@gmail.com.
Yeah, so you can direct your questions over to William if you're curious about the summer rock camp that's happening. So why don't we just go into another cut of music, shall we? So let's go right into, how about we'll do Angel Eyes? And you said that
that's an
original off of their debut, I guess, album, EP, if you will, Who I Am. This is by Rude Mood, which is William Lorraine's band based out of Lachute.
Oh,
So that was a song by the band called Rude Mood, and that was Angel Eyes, which is an original off their album Who I Am. And we are actually here with William Lorray, who is the drummer of the band. So we were just talking about the rock camp that he's starting up in Van Cleek Hill, and I guess surrounding areas, if you will. So that includes teens of ages 14 to about 17 who are interested in music and forming a band and, you know, honing their skills and developing their skills and learning about, you know, musical communication and all kinds of great stuff. And so if you are of that age, or if you know someone of that age who'd be interested in forming a band, definitely email William Lorray. I'm tongue twisted tonight.
It's okay,
but
I can't talk.
Do you want to shoot your email again, please?
Sure. It's William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M dot Lorray, L-A-U-R-I-N 22 at gmail.com.
Great. And William will also be performing with Rude Mood, his band, at the Lornau Old Jail on July 2nd at 8 p.m. And yeah, tickets are $10.
There will be chips and pop.
Lots of stuff.
And if you're bad, we throw you in the cells.
There you go.
And it'll be a really eclectic performance, as you've heard with these music cuts. They're definitely really groovy, really, you know, rocky, edgy, and just authentic music. So
we call ourselves, well, not we don't call ourselves, but we have a kind of a label for us, blues with tude, if you
there
will.
All right, there you go. That's
pretty accurate.
That's pretty
description,
cool.
I would say.
I would say so, for sure.
Yeah.
Blues with tude. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks, Will, for coming in.
Thanks for having
really,
me.
Really, really, really interesting and kind of tantalizing, I would say. That's a good word to use, tantalizing. Hmm. Two great opportunities to hear more of this music at the Old Jail this coming weekend. And, well, I'm sure they're going to, if they sign up for the rock camp, right, they'll get a chance to generate some, create some of their own music along these lines and many other styles as well. If it's okay with you, Christina, I'd like to go out on cut number two from Will's recording session, Let the Good Times Roll.
Oh,
I think that
was
my
favorite.
Of, yeah.
I love it. I love
like
playing this one.
Okay. tell us a little insider information about this tune, Will, before we launch it.
Well, to be honest with you, when I joined, I didn't really know any of the songs. I knew a couple, but I don't know. This one is apparently a slow blues song, and we just made it funky. So there you go.
Is this reminiscent of New Orleans? For me, it sort of sounds like a New Orleans kind of song.
Really?
Yeah, Let the Good Times Roll. I don't know. Come on,
I guess
baby.
So. I can't give you an answer on that. Okay. I don't think it just came naturally, I'd say.
Yeah, okay.
Just doing it for fun.
Very good. Well, it's going to be our sign-off tune for Live at 6 this evening. We really appreciate you coming in, Wilt, and telling us all about your band and your concert and the Rock Camp.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And I just want to thank our listeners for hanging out with us for the last 2 hours. You've been listening to Live at 6 with Christina Sanza, the review journalistic multimedia
changes every time.
I know. Intern that's doing her stage here with us this summer, and we're really honored to have her with us. You can have us too if you want, but that'll be maybe next week we'll do that episode. And want to invite listeners to stay tuned to listen to Van Cleek Cooley. It's going to be an encore presentation because Sean is out of town this week. They're very, very busy down at Bowes getting ready for their 10th anniversary. Got to remind listeners to check out Bowes.
Which is also this weekend.
That's right, to July 2nd. Yeah. They're sort of maybe competing with what's happening at the Logan
Hills,
right?
Maybe they can cater to the event.
Yes, there you go. I'm sure there will be Bowes beers at in L'Orignal. Or maybe I'm not sure about that, actually.
I don't think so.
No way.
Chips and pop, Jean.
We can pretend there's going to be wobbly pops as well. But
sure.
Anyway, Bose is celebrating their 10th birthday here in Van Cleek Hill on the weekend. And everybody in the community is invited to come down to Bose on Terry Fox Drive. And I mentioned that because, of course, Sean Cooley is the host of Van Cleek Cooley. And he works for Bose. That's his daytime job when he's not doing radio for us. And he's out on some mission for the brewery, actually, as we speak. And that's why we're going to be playing an episode from June the 8th, 2015. So I think that's the right date. Or it might be June 17th, actually. Anyway, about a year ago, an episode of Van Cleek Cooley. So thanks for listening. Christina, you want to say anything to our listeners before you sign off?
Well, it was a really eventful night in terms of music, which was great and right up my alley. And I guess we'll cut to that piece off of Who I Am, which is the album by Rude Mood. And this is Let the Good Times Roll.
It's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like my love doll. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. People live and make believe. They keep a lot of data on their sleeve. My loving baby ain't the kind of fool. Come on, baby, let a good time roll. Let a good time roll. Come on, let it roll. Let a good time roll. Come on, come on, let it roll. It's understood. It's even better when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on the phone.